immediate problems for President Biden to address. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. The president in Delaware for the weekend, but it's no escape from rising prices, inflation, and the baby formula shortage.
Today, the price of gas in this country is double what it was when President Biden took office. And according to the charts, it's been increasing since he was elected. The May jobs report showed 390,000 new jobs added, but the economy remains 822,000 jobs short of pre-pandemic levels. While unemployment remained at 3.6%, there are still over 11 million open jobs available, near a record high, according to the Labor Department. The baby formula crisis continues, with 10 states now reporting they're 90% out of formula. President Biden also focusing on guns.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. President Biden says inflation is his top priority. At least one woman is dead after a shooting near Phoenix. Fox's Christina Coleman.
A total of 9 people were shot. The victims range in age from 18 to 24 years old. There's few details on this case right now. No arrests have been made, and so far, there's no word on a description on a suspect. Police say about 100 people were gathered at a party in the strip mall in North Phoenix when the shooting happened around 1 a.m. early this morning.
Bipartisan talks on gun laws has not closed the divide in Congress on how to prevent deadly violent attacks.
On Thursday, the House Judiciary Committee passed the Protecting Our Kids Act. It includes raising the minimum age to purchase semi-automatic rifles and to prohibit what Democrats call weapons of war. While the Protecting Our Kids Act is expected to pass the House this week, it will certainly get blocked in the Senate, which is why these bipartisan talks centering around possible legislation, but is far less sweeping, focusing instead on issues like school safety, mental health, and encouraging red flag laws.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The Platinum Jubilee Party continues for Queen Elizabeth II. It's already on day 3. Fox's Alex Hogan is in London.
There's also a pageant tomorrow and a concert tonight with performers who are just as excited. A lot of the streets here are closed for street parties. Stores and streets are decorated. People are still sending their well wishes and giving all of their respect to this monarch who has now led for 7 decades.
The Queen has worked for 14 prime ministers and met with 13 of the last 14 U.S. presidents. Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro is indicted. Fox's Alexandria Hoff.
Navarro has taken issue with the why and how of his arrest. He says that FBI agents allowed him to go to the airport on Friday and waited until he tried to board a plane to Nashville before putting him in handcuffs. That afternoon, the former Trump advisor had his first court appearance after a federal grand jury indicted him on criminal contempt of Congress. He refuses to comply with the January 6th committee subpoena, claiming that since he worked at the Trump White House, executive privilege applies to him and that he's exempt from having to appear before the committee. In an interview with Fox News, Navarro called possible prosecution of him, quote, domestic terrorism.
Navarro is suing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, calling her actions in the January 6th committee illegitimate. Some reptile relief in Florida for alligators and crocodiles.
Protect, conserve, educate. Those are just three of the many principles used by Gatorland when it comes to their new global conservation program. Both efforts are responsible for saving many alligators and crocodiles from being killed or becoming endangered. Once a trapper in Florida catches an alligator, it takes a day or two max to get them to Gatorland. But for crocodiles, those trips require about a week. As more people move into Florida, it becomes more likely that they will come in contact with an alligator. And if that happens, they too can reach out directly to Gatorland.
Fox Weather's Katie Garner. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.